My name is Jason Pace, and I'm a recent graduate of the Master of Science in Agricultural Economics program at Texas A&M, and a research assistant. I would also like to acknowledge my co-author and graduate advisor, Dr. John Robinson, professor and extension economist of cotton marketing. And, just here to discuss our study of the factors influencing cotton producers' choice of cash marketing outlet today. Just an overview, I will go over the needs assessment, which includes a problem statement, cite some background in previous research, and how we build on that. And then we'll go over an overview of the process, which includes the survey development and IRB approval. We had to submit our survey through a human subjects protection program to make sure that our respondents were being protected, of course. So you all know about that if you've done surveys. The survey was implemented beginning March 1st. It's not to the present. We're not still doing that anymore. It's actually March 1st through June 1st. So the problem statement is that anecdotally, roughly half of Texas cotton is sold through seasonal cooperative marketing pools, and the rest is sold through a variety of merchant bale or acreage contracts that are either forward contracts or post-harvest recap cash contracts. Production risk, of course, appears influential, which includes irrigation type and geographic variables. Merchant pools, those are seasonal pools actually managed by a merchant instead of a co-op. Those are a more recent development on the scene of cash marketing choices. Anecdotally, there appears to be a shifting and or splitting among different marketing outlets, including the new merchant pools, and that is why we decided to conduct this study to try to get a clearer picture of exactly what sort of shifting to new or alternative marketing outlets has occurred, given the new availability of outlets and also given the changes in global supply and demand and price structure and market dynamics. There's little to no data to verify the relative performance of these alternatives. There's been lots of research in other row crops, especially corn and soybeans, about grower decisions of whether or not to hedge and what sort of other cash marketing alternatives they choose. Some of the applications to cotton markets, there includes Burke from 1976, and then the two studies that are post Freedom to Farm Act, they're probably more relevant to the discussion, from Isingaldina and Hudson in 2001. They conducted also a mail survey that employed similar econometric methodology. And then more recently, Coble and Vergara from 2004 conducted a study on cotton producers' choice of marketing techniques, which included hedging as a dependent variable. So I don't have to, this is a trace of the ICE cotton futures in 2010, and I know you all are well familiar with what happened, so I don't have to go over this graph, but our survey actually asked for 2010 marketing choices as the dependent variable, and this is the main reason why. And just for summary, the sake of summarizing, these are the prices reported by producers for the various contracts. Average forward contract price is 87 cents. Of course, it's not surprising that in 2010, the producers who did the best were the ones who sold on the post-harvest recap cash market. Merchant pool price, as reported, was slightly lower than the cooperative pool price. And then at one point, we did have another category that we wound up collapsing into the cash marketing category, because most respondents who reported marketing in some other way actually were just holding cotton open and selling it on the seam, as they call it. So the development and implementation of the mail survey, in order to phrase questions, we solicited input from producers, cooperative managers, and merchant pool managers. to figure out how to phrase the questions, and we also followed prior surveys from in phrasing questions. We actually asked for shares of 2010 production allocated among forward contracts, and forward contracts, cash contracts, seasonal co-op pools, and merchant pools. Actually, just to be clear on that, there were four choices for the dependent variable. That was merchant pools, cooperative pools, direct forward contracting with a merchant, and then post-harvest cash sales. Those were the four dependent variables. As independent variables, we asked some hedging and crop insurance questions for 2010 to try to determine if there were any complementary or substitutionary relationships between hedging and their cash marketing outlet choice. We also had several five-point Likert scale type questions, which are characteristic of categorical outcomes. And then operator and operation characteristics we measured included size of operations, off-farm income, wealth, financial leverage, age, education, and then the percentage of their operation that is irrigated. The survey was effectively an entire population survey, and we used the Cotton Board mailing list for the southwestern cotton region, that's Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Mailed out over 6,600 surveys, and we followed the mail survey implementation process as advocated by Don Dillman, where we had a first mailing and then a reminder postcard that was sent a couple of weeks later, and then we did a second full mailing to non-respondents 2 weeks after the mailing of the postcard. So this is the study area, 2010 planted acreage of upland cotton by county. Of course, we can see that the most dense acreage is on the Texas South Plains, with more on the coastal bend. And then just to show that geographically, at least, our sample matches up with, again, most of the, or a good chunk of respondents coming from the South Plains and the Panhandle, as well as the coastal bend in the lower Rio Grande Valley. About the third envelope I opened, instead of a survey, they had a gospel tract for me, so I'm very grateful for that. Our response rate, it was only 4%. Similar to a couple of previous studies, similar to the study by Singel, Dina, and Hudson. So the 4% response rate was disappointing, but we accounted for that, or we explored that by conducting t-tests for all of the independent variables, comparing the first pool of respondents to the second pool of respondents. The rationale for that is that we assume that the second group, the respondents from the second mailing, is a sample of the population of non-respondents, and there's some precedent in the literature to determine the validity of that. So just to go over some summary statistics, views of risk management tools, again, these are all five-point Likert scale. The mean of that, and this is just giving you all an example of some of the questions that we asked as well. Pre-harvest marketing strategies will, on average, result in a higher price than selling at harvest. The mean, as we might expect, was around 3, indicating that producers were overall neutral. Cooperative seasonal pools tend to give an average price, a little bit stronger, mean of 3.6. A significant result here, merchant pools will probably get a higher price than co-op pools. Most producers seem to disagree with that, but then it's also worth pointing out that over half of the respondents did in fact market through co-op seasonal pools. So self-characterization of risk attitude relative to other producers, again, we would expect something of a middling result there for summary statistics. Our average principal operator was 50 years old, did have a 4-year college degree. Assets in the range of 1 million to 2 million, which may be slightly smaller than the real population mean. 35% leveraged, 16% household off-farm income, and 1,000 acres in overall 2010 cotton. And that, again, likely a little bit smaller than the state average, but it may also be skewed by over-representation of smaller farmers in the sample. just an overview of our regression methods. We estimated a multinomial logistic system, which is for categorical outcomes in which order does not matter, and their particular cash marketing outlet choice, again, one of the four choices, is a function of these operator and operation characteristics, risk attitude and risk perception variables, and then also some non-economic variables. Get into the regression results. Significant regressors, again, in multinomial logit regression, you have to select a base outcome, and so the coefficients can be interpreted as the logarithmic odds of choosing the specified marketing outlet over the base. And so for our study, we chose co-op seasonal pools as the base value, and some significant results are as follows. The question CHIST is for producers who have a history with marketing with cooperative pools, as we would expect they would be significantly less likely to forward contract if they have a co-op history. If they believe that pre-harvest pricing is advantageous in maximizing returns, they would be more likely to forward contract because they could get that set price at planting time and not have to wait to see what their average price is going to be. And then we discovered that producers with more irrigated acreage were slightly less likely to forward contract, which is sort of a puzzling result. You would think that because irrigation reduces production risk and therefore they would be more likely to enter into direct bales or direct acreage contracts. We didn't observe that in this survey, but it's also possibly because there were so many respondents from the Panhandle and South Plains where seasonal cooperative pool marketing is very prevalent. So the probability of marketing using cash marketing strategies over cooperative pool, there's some interesting results. Hedging was a significant predictor of that. Their risk attitude, if producers are more risk tolerant on average than their peers, it stands to reason that they would be more likely to adopt post-harvest cash marketing over cooperative marketing. So hedging levels, just of note, of our 263 usable responses, less than 6% hedged in 2010, and that's hedging we looked at as independent of their cash marketing outlet choices, which is a little bit different than previous studies. That's lower than hedging levels also from these previous studies that have been estimated as high as 20%, and most recently Coble and Vergara estimated those at 14%. So the marginal effects coefficients, because the log likelihood coefficients are difficult to interpret, these marginal effects can be derived, and what this represents is the percentage of adopting one cash marketing outlet over another at each independent variable's mean, and these are just some significant results. For example, the probability of adopting forward contracting over cooperative Our producers are 6.3% more likely to adopt forward contracting over cooperative pooling if they believe that pre-harvest pricing maximizes returns. So, and just some screenshots. I've already gone over most of this, but just some screenshots here. This coefficient, this cooperative history, indicates a history of marketing with a co-op that reduced the likelihood of forward contracting with a merchant. This is a little bit different from Isingaldina Hudson's result, which shows that a belief in the efficacy of pool pricing reduced the probability of forward contracting. Different results may be due to the recent string of high price yield years. And as I mentioned before, irrigated acres reduced the probability of forward contracting. That may be an artifact of Texas structure of the Texas cotton industry. Skip ahead here. We also had a open-ended respondent comment section, just as sort of a hook to maybe get them to participate. These are some of the comments are helpful options, help increase the bottom line, but they're too expensive for cotton. However, I have used it on other crops. Spending money on hedging is a waste. Then we have some like pro-seasonal pull and anti-seasonal pull comments. Since cotton is a small portion of my crop farming, I feel like the ease of marketing to the PCCA pool and don't have to watch price fluctuation. That's consistent with the belief that producers choose to market through pools so they don't have to keep up with it. Pool took a huge hit in 2010, but 2 and 10 years previous, well, all better than independent marketing. So there's a satisfied pool customer. And then some other ones, I enjoy farming. I'm glad to hear that after the last couple of years. It really made me happy. I prefer not to receive these surveys. This is nothing more than a project to keep grad students busy. Also very happy to hear that one. There's a grain of truth to everything, I guess. Stop wasting my time with these surveys and go to the SEC already. So that was another good one. So further research, since the primary choice model was used, we actually lost some information because we asked for shares of production. So the next objective is to conserve that information and the percentage shares of production to create a demand system. And we will do that by employing a fractional multinomial logit model. I'd also like to thank Cotton Incorporated for their generous funding of this project. And that's the conclusion of my presentation.
Thank you.